Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
I love all your jokes and your dirty puns.
You gotta learn how to keep up, all right? Because during the show, it gets crazy in here. I jump around, I make puns, I even rhyme words. It's insane.
Hello? My throat is really dry. Do you need to actually like clear your throat or cough? I don't know. I think I'm okay. I just felt really dry for a second. Would you like for me to spit in your mouth?
No.
Thank you so much for the offer, though. Did you ever watch? You probably didn't. Did you ever watch South Park?
Yeah.
Like a long time ago?
Not religiously, but I have watched an episode here and there.
One of my favorite episodes. That show used to be so great. Long time ago. It was so great that it was ahead of its time and it had to go off air and like let the world catch up to its badness and then come back on. But one of the episodes, one of the kids got chicken pox and the parents wanted them to purposely get chicken pox so they could get it out of their system.
I have seen that one.
Yeah. So then they make each other spit in their mouths. That's the game that they play.
That's how they did it? Yeah. I don't remember that.
And then the kids decided to get back the parents by giving them a disease of their own. So they gave them herpes.
Yes.
That show used to be so great. Also, my mom did that to me. Not herpes and not spit in my mouth, but she made me get chicken pox. We had a chicken pox party because I was getting ready to start kindergarten.
We did too. I had two older brothers in the house at the time. I know I said I'm one of six, but in the moment whenever we were younger, I had two older brothers and they had chicken pox, so I was just with them. Let's all get it. All
chicken
the same
pox
time.
Was the worst.
There's no quarantine. That doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm. And now people don't get it.
Well,
they don't have to suffer the same fate as us.
I think like more of an issue now is because we had the chicken pox, not vaccine, booster or whatever it was. I can't remember what it's called, immunization. Now it's like a small amount of it. We are getting more people with shingles, I think, because shingles is like a dormant version of chickenpox. Anyways, I'm not going to get all medical on you or anything, but
I was about to say, is this fact or is this an Amy statistic?
No, I mean,
one out of three people get shingles.
No, it is not fact. But I hear more about it than ever.
Well, polio's back. I told you that.
Oh, yeah.
People bringing the polio back.
Yeah.
We got rid of chickenpox, but we getting serious up in here. And I have to apologize because I lied to you. I pulled Amy.
What?
I don't know how I should phrase this now. Well, since last week. I've been lying to you since last week.
Okay.
I've been saying that I'm going to do something and I'm not going to do it. So I'm
you're pulling an Amy.
I'm pulling an Amy. I'm not going to do it. So I had very good intentions last week of doing a parody song to a song that you don't know. Whenever you and I were discussing all these things that we didn't realize we didn't know about each other, well, mostly you, and then I'd say something, and you're like, you already told me that before. like poo hand. Come on. Is there literally nothing that you know about
you
me?
You crying
about
it.
Oh, my gosh.
Was so great.
Anyway, I was going to do a parody song to Scotty Doesn't Know, Scotty Doesn't Know.
Yeah.
And then I didn't. And I went back and I looked at the lyrics, and I had, like, kind of a bland outline for it, but then I had put in facts that Amy doesn't know. So I straight up did not finish it. And then I was feeling the pressure today.
I forgot about it. So I remember like before we recorded the I don't know or you didn't know, I thought, oh yeah, the Scotty song.
Yeah.
And then
it's such a funny song. It's such a great song. And there's so much potential there, but I didn't do it.
You know what? I don't hate that. It's okay. I don't want you to feel the stress.
Just get to it
whenever you can.
Yeah, one of these days. we'll see about that.
It took me almost a year to do my stand-up comedy hit.
And to tell me your big secret.
Yeah.
But I did have very good intentions there. And you brought me so much joy whenever you performed the cheese song the other week.
Aww.
I was like, man, way to bring up the momentum. Just start off good with the performance. But instead, I'm starting off with, I'm not going to do that.
It's okay.
It's all right.
It is okay.
We have plenty of stuff that we are going to do, though.
Yeah.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She's got all the good ideas. We are amping up for some punny podcasting today. And I don't mean to brag, but I have some really excellent ones.
I hope I do.
No, they're going
to
be great.
I don't mean to undersell, but I hope I do. Girl, I was trying to take a nap yesterday, and I had to keep picking up my phone and writing stuff down. During my nap,
this is so
I had
great.
All this cheese ball. It's so super cheesy. I remember back in the day when my partner would spend quality time with me on the weekends. Now she's busy keeping secrets, traveling the world, and plotting show pranks with her daughter. But bonus, I get to love on another Nichols this week. My jetpacking babe has a name, and she is
Amy Nichols.
So, your daughter's coming in
she
this
is.
Week.
First time she's ever been to the studio. My place of work, my employment location, she's never been here. I've been here for over 5 years.
Which is pretty cool, but we're so hesitant to bring people here just because it is annoying. I've had friends come to visit before, and they're like, I want to come with you to work. And I'm like, really? But you don't, though. Like, what? You're going to watch me work for 8 hours? No, that's so lame.
It's not a normal work environment, sure, but I mean, we still have stuff to do.
Yeah. But, I mean, we've all brought people up here before. I know my aunt-in-law and her husband came through, and that was really nice.
And it's usually not a full, you know, work day. It's like a pit stop.
Yeah.
And they're on their way to do this or that, and it's just for a little bit. So,
but yeah. That's not the case with Morgan.
Not with Morgan. She's shown up in the very beginning. And, you know, she's a kid. An older kid, sure. But I don't know. Not that it's like weird here. It's just you always have to filter whenever there's underage people
yeah.
around.
You have to watch your mouth. You have to not rage out. That's more of a Robert thing, white cheddar. He's always in a good mood whenever people are here. And we're like, he's never like that whenever it's just us. Whenever it's just us, he's red-faced and steam coming out of his ears and cussing at 7 a.m. And it's like, you need to calm down. But I'm very excited to have Morgan here.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad I got to spend time with her before then. So now we've been reacquainted with each other
right.
instead of just falling in love all over again at work.
Right.
And I'm about to be guilty of it, too, because then Rihanna's coming in 2 weeks. She'll be here with me all day, and I haven't told her yet. She's also coming to work with me another day.
Oh, well, you know.
Just doing best of. She can go sleep on the couch while I run the show, and then I have to take her to the airport later, so yeah. You might as well come with me to Dallas. Sorry, babe, we've been having fun all week. Now it's time to get back to work.
Well, yeah, that's why I'm doing it. I was like, the airport's right here. I'm not going home to get her.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Come to work.
So what are y'all doing this weekend?
I have a family reunion in California.
Are you going to see all of your siblings there?
No. No, sadly, I'm not. I know. This is my mom's side. She's a Cali California girl, and her side's doing they all live out there, so that's where we're going to see.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Yay, I'm so happy for y'all. Mostly I'm happy for me, though, because I get to spend more time with Morgan. Okay, so really fun stuff is going on the internet constantly. And one thing that I've seen a lot of is Keanu Reeves, because this man is amazing. Well, first of all, he has John Wick out. John Wick 3 came out recently, and I got hoodwinked into watching the John Wick movies.
You stop it right now.
I asked Jeremy if I would like the movies, and he was like, oh, or maybe I said, do you like John Wick? I don't know how
maybe
I phrased
said,
it.
Are they good movies?
Yeah. Do you like the movies? And he was like, yeah, they're fantastic movies. And I was like, okay, well, I think I'm going to go ahead and order them on iTunes. Well, I didn't know they were action movies. And so I watched the first one, and I mean, it was fine. It's not my style. Like, I completely tuned out the entire time. So now we own John Wick 1 and 2. I've never seen the second one. And Jeremy really wants to go see the third one. And I'm like, boy, no, I'm not. I really just don't care to. And I really want to go see Rocket Man, too.
I'm really sad for you. I love Keanu Reeves, not as much as Bradley Cooper. I'm not going to go to that extent or anything. I'm not going to write him a love letter. But he has been in my heart ever since Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. And then Matrix is iconic. It is like groundbreaking film. And now John Wick, which is just, I mean, it's just a cool movie, but he's just a nice guy. Just throw away his acting career, whatever. He's just a truly cool dude.
I think it's so cool that the pictures of him are going viral of him with fans, and you zoom in and see that he's completely not touching them, which is just genius. It's not a, I don't think it's a him thing, like, Rihanna used to take pictures. Was it Rihanna who would take pictures and like you couldn't get close? No, I think it was Avril Lavigne.
It was Avril Lavigne. Yeah.
And you couldn't get close to her at all. And then Rihanna's like all up in your junk, just being fine and having fun. I don't think it's that kind of thing. It's just
proper
these days and times. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can't have anybody accuse you of anything. Mm-hmm. So he's just making sure that he is good to go, that he is Mr. Gentleman. But I've never seen Matrix, unfortunately. And I think.
I'm sorry.
No, you've known this. This is not new. Yeah, this is not new information.
Oh my gosh. Why did we watch Stupid A Quiet Place?
I know. It was so bad.
We should watch Matrix. I'm sorry, I screamed.
I'm so mad. I think my window of time has passed. Again. I don't know. I don't know if I would enjoy it now or if the movie.
It is action. I mean, whatever. You don't like it. Whatever. Your loss.
Well,
okay.
I mean, is it Blu-ray? Because if it ain't Blu-ray, I'm not going to like it. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it's still. It was so legendary for the time with all the CGI and all the different stuff they were doing. But now I think looking back at it, it would look like crap because of how far we've come.
Things they've never done before in film. They did in that movie. First time. It was just incredible. And I'm sorry. I yelled. I like made this. And dug my nails into my palms and slammed it on the table. And they kind of hurt. I'm so mad. Again, I forgot that I knew that.
All because you're mad because I've never seen Matrix?
Yeah, well, no, that we made you watch another movie when I should have made you watch The Matrix.
Yeah, your son was trying to get us to watch, what was it? Airbender.
Oh, yeah. That's not a movie. That's like a whole 29-hour dedication.
Well, Morgan does want me to stay with you for forever, so that would have been nice. I would have to say, though, my favorite Keanu Reeves movies would be Constantine. Have you ever seen that movie?
I have. That is a good one.
Constantine was badass. Uh-huh. I haven't seen it recently to know if it's still good. And Devil's Advocate.
Also great.
Yeah. That was Charlize Theron's first movie, and she was like 21
in
that movie.
I don't even remember her in that movie.
She was the main. She was the wife that was going crazy.
Man.
Yeah.
I mean, I see a blonde in my head, but I can't remember.
Such a good movie.
He did a lot of good romantic movies. Something About October was one of them. I don't know. I can't remember the rest. He's just a great guy. Great career.
And super fun name.
Yes.
And whenever he first got into Hollywood, they were telling him, oh, you need to change your name. It's way too complicated. Not everybody's just blessed with an easy name like Lacey G. Do you like that third person action I just said right there?
Yeah.
Just flawless. I did not mean to turn this into me, but now I am. I'll never forget whenever I got my first promotion in radio, my boss told me, all right, well, I need you to fill out paperwork. I need your real first and last name. And I was like, Lacey G's really my name. Really? I thought it was a radio name. I had no idea. So everybody thought that, no, I'm just a natural. I'm so good at this talking crap that I was blessed with a natural, easy name. But anyway, okay, so Keanu Reeves, great name.
Yes.
Did not change it. And the internet has been having fun with his unusual name. So people were tweeting all these different puns that Keanu Reeves would be if Keanu Reeves Saves Christmas. He would be Keanu Reeves. Keanu Reeves as Naproxen, which is Advil. Keanu Leaves. Keanu is having a baby. Keanu conceives. I said that wrong. Keanu conceives. Amy, this one I pulled just for you. Keanu Reeves rewatches Matrix Revolutions and regrets his role in making it. Keanu Greaves.
Oh, no. It was a great movie.
So I thought for fun, we could pull out the pun and see what we can come up with. And bonus, we're also going to be spinning the Wheel of Lippy Hippies.
Yay.
So we have some random Lippy Hippies names on here. Not random, some Lippy Hippie friends.
Yes, yes, yes.
As well as some celebrities.
They'll be picked at random.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And so I just like the fact that I asked you, are we going to do the wheel? And you're like, what? And I'm like,
okay,
what?
Just stop. Because this is not a matter of my remembering something. This is a matter of you not speaking correctly and me being confused. And I'm not hating on you. I love your accent and I love where you're from and I love you. But you asked me, will. You said will instead of wheel. And I was like, what are you talking about?
God bless me with a radio name, not a radio tongue, though. I am so sorry.
I was truly confused. And then I felt so bad because I just felt like a butthole. Like, why can't I just understand what you're saying? I'm so sorry.
Very underused word, butthole. I don't remember the last time I've called somebody a butthole. I think I want to bring that back.
Sorry, I can't remember if I'm supposed to say ass or not. Is that allowed?
You can say ass.
All right.
Not whole, though. You gotta separate those
okay,
two.
Okay. Yeah. See, well, then good.
But butthole, you're good.
Okay, good.
So rather than sleep yesterday, I started coming up with some punny things, such as Betty White before there was color TV. She's Betty Black and White. Betty White when she orders craft beer at the bar. Betty Black and Tan. Betty White if she were on the HBO show Big Little Lies. Betty White Lies.
Oh my God, that's my favorite. Shoot. Oh, man.
I have a lot. I'm just going to throw out a couple and then I want you to go and we can kind of go back and forth that way, okay?
Okay.
If the dog from Blue's Clues ran away, who's Clues?
Okay, so, I'm really a horrible person because I think I understand you. And then maybe I don't understand you all the way. I wrote a lot of Keanu Reeves ones.
Uh-huh.
And then I wrote a lot for us.
Okay.
But I didn't do any other celebrities.
That's okay.
Okay. So I've got a Keanu Reeves one that I can share with you.
Okay.
Okay. This is Keanu Reeves writing his will, not wheel, will. Keanu bequeaths.
Other people enjoy this as much as we do. It's so simple, but it's so funny to me.
Oh my gosh, it's great.
Michael Scott, after he stocks up on literally everything at Sam's Club. Michael a whole lot.
Man, I'm so mad because I'm just going to do every other one's going to be Keanu Reeves. Darn it. Keanu Reeves hiding under the bed. Keanu beneaths.
Reese Witherspoon, if she was in Alanis Morissette song Ironic. Reese, 10,000 spoons when all you need is a Wither knife.
Keanu Reeves, uncontrollably jealous. Keanu Sieves. I'm sorry. Gosh, sorry.
Much to my happiness, the olive branch has been broken. Taylor Swift doesn't like Katy Perry again. She's Taylor Miffed. Which, by the way, I'm sorry, but I hate that. It's not the reconciliation that I hate. I don't like Katy Perry. So I hate the fact that they went from enemies to now. It's just like over the top.
Well, I used to not like Katy Perry. Like strongly would. I would talk about all the time how I didn't like her. But then, sadly, I'm one of those people that watch American Idol. And I've watched her for 2 seasons now, and I kind of like her. I kind of do. I mean, I don't know. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Keanu Reeves, swerving in and out of traffic. Keanu Weaves.
If Jeremy Bishop played soccer... Jeremy needs a cup. That doesn't flow as well.
Oh my gosh. If we're talking about Bishop, I've got a loads. Are you ready? Lacey G. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I meant Lacey Bishop as the world's most popular condiment, Lacey Ketchup.
Before Amy was married, she would always moo at the cow she would pass on the road. Amy Mooey.
Lacey G supporting her firefighter husband's career. Lacey Honoree.
I love that one. I have more for you. There's no reason for me to save him for last, but I am. If Peter Parker ended every Spider-Man movie by saying, "Have your pet spayed or neutered," Peter Barker.
Okay, I think all I got is you and me left, so I'm going to stick with it.
Okay.
Lacey G getting stranded on top of a mountain. Lacey ski.
All right, that one's my favorite. Should we spin the wheel and see the wheel? Wheel?
Yes.
Wheel?
Yes.
How do you say it? Why don't you say it?
Wheel.
Spin the wheel. All right, let's see what we have come up with. We have random lippy hippies and some celebrities on this wheel. Did I say it right? I felt like I said that one right.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention. I was looking at the wheel.
Megan Hunter. Lippy hippie Megan Hunter. If we were to mess with her name.
Okay. Man, I hate being on the spot.
Megan does one of the things that I love most, sports. She becomes Megan Punter.
Ooh, good.
That was a sports reference, too.
Okay, hold on. I can't. All I'm thinking about is the bad lady part.
I was just wondering if I should go there.
Gosh.
Oh, that was kind of mean. I'm just kidding, Megan. I'm just kidding. I was just thinking of rhymes.
Oh, gosh.
Do you have anything else? I'm trying to think.
I'm still thinking too.
Megan likes to have a good time in the bathroom. Well, I guess that'll work too. Megan likes to have a good time in the bathroom. Megan Grunter.
Yeah, you're so much quicker than me. Lacey G eating over the sink. Lacey cheese.
I love that. If Michael Jackson did a remix of a Kanye song and made a reference about R. Kelly, Scoopity Pee Pee.
That's so great.
Oh, hold on. I delivered that wrong. Scoopity Pee Pee.
Lacey G taking every opportunity to make a bat cave joke. Lacey Beav.
Oh, Amy! That was genius! I like to use that word sometimes.
Just sometimes.
And I grin like a child every time I get to sneak it in. Let's spin the wheel.
Who do we got?
Lippy Hippie Brutal Bliss. Ooh. The one that we're going to go. What's it? The fighting and the skating. What is that? Roller derby.
Yes.
Yes. Sorry, Brutal, that I haven't gotten back with you. Brutal Bliss.
Brutal Bliss really needed going to the bathroom. Brutal piss. Well, now I just feel mean. What is wrong with us? This is not a good idea, Lacey.
I think it's a great idea.
No, it's not.
I'm thinking brutal kiss, but I don't know how to tie it in. Brutal Bliss doesn't like to always play hard. After a roller derby tournament, she likes to give some brutal kiss. That was really lame. That was very lame.
I'm disappointed in you.
Okay. Well, sorry, you took piss, which was probably the best one. Bossman George joins the Game of Thrones prequel, and he is the new Littlefinger. Bossman Lord, first of the House of Horrors, breaker of beds.
Oh my gosh. You are brave. Oh, you're brave. Here's one. Lacey G running, falling, and scarring herself for life. Lacey knee.
I am so proud of you for knowing that. Oh, my goodness. True story. And I still ran 3 miles. Amy doesn't want to go out, but doesn't feel like she can bail without an excuse. So she says her kids are sick or something. Blamey, lamey.
I love it. I love it so much.
Nick Adams can't quit injuring his ankle, so it's never going to heal. Peg leg Nick Sadams.
I have one for myself. Amy Dewey eating Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles. Amy Chewy.
Oh, no. Amy's husband, Josh, broke another bone. Josh's bones are fickle.
Ah, that's so good. Amy Nichols' face being caressed by Lacey even when she knows she doesn't like it. Amy tickles.
Oh, I love it. You did such a good job. While the wheel is spinning, Carrie Bradshaw if she dressed like me for a concert. Carrie, no bra. We got one of your faves, Amy.
Yes.
Bradley Cooper.
Yay! Oh, ooh. Bradley Cooper as a drunk. Bradley Stupor.
Bradley Cooper is a daddy now. Bradley Pooper. I like yours more. Amy doesn't update Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles anymore, but she does some food stuff that people aren't aware of. She likes to soak cucumbers in vinegar. Amy Pickles. That was very long to get to the joke.
No, it's good. I have some long ones too, but you've already used my name. I have Amy Nichols deciding whether or not she would do her stand-up comedy bit or just quit. Amy Fickles.
All right, I say one more spin of the wheel. Do you have a lot more?
No.
I have no more. Okay. We got another lippy hippie, our girl T. Jones. I don't know what the T stands for. T. Jones.
Okay.
T. Jones has to go to the bank and ask for money. T. loans.
Good one. T. Jones smoking pot.
T. Stone. That was really good, Amy. That was really good.
That was so fun.
That was fun. I do want to throw up. I know that I just said that we're done, but I do want to throw up an honorary one because to quote Taylor Swift, who's just on my mind with her new song, you need to calm down, white cheddar.
Oh, no.
White cheddar finally decides to get help. White better.
Oh, my gosh.
Because he's raging out all the time. As soon as she said on the...
I've joked
in the song, like, it's 7 a.m., you need to calm down. I'm like, this is my life. Yeah. There's so much rage going on at, like, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's great.
But we do have some good news for those of you who might be silently suffering or you want to talk to somebody and you don't know exactly how to take care of these issues that you're having internally. We have something for you. I'm very excited to tell you about the service that Amy and I just discovered, and it's called BetterHelp, and it's this online counseling service, and you don't even have to leave the comfort of your own home. What I'm excited about with BetterHelp is the fact that you have all these licensed counselors who's there to help you. That means you don't have to make an appointment and wait 2 weeks to actually go see a doctor. You can make your appointment now and talk to somebody in under 24 hours, and maybe you don't want to talk. Maybe that's too much. Guess what? They got you covered because they have... texting is available. You can chat on the phone. You can do a video chat. So they have all these different ways that you can communicate with them. Once you go to BetterHelp Online Counseling, you can talk to a licensed professional who specializes in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma. I mean, just all these issues that you're dealing with.
And for like even something that my kids might not think is super serious, but they can still talk to someone about, there's family conflicts and self-esteem. And it's really great because everything you share is confidential. And something that I love, financial aid is available for those who qualify.
Yeah, so you can talk to a professional. It's affordable. It's a good outlet if you need somebody to talk to. Sometimes you just have to say it out loud to realize that maybe it's not as big of a problem as you think. I know that that's worked for me personally. I'll try to complain to somebody, oh my gosh, my life is in shambles. And then once I verbalize it, I'm like, you know what? It's really not that bad. What I think is a bad fight, once I say it, sounds really silly. So it's good to be able to talk to somebody and work off each other like that.
Yeah, it's part of the process.
So this is convenient, professional, affordable, and it's going to be even more affordable if you use our discount code. Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips listeners get 10% off your first month. So why not get started today? Go to betterhelp.com/loose lips. Simply fill out the questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with the counselor that you'll love. That's betterhelp.com/loose lips. That's BetterHelp.com/loose lips. BetterHelp.com/loose lips. So, Amy, something that I love. No, I'm sorry. I'm so uncomfortable right now.
Why?
Don't worry. I don't need to talk to a counselor at this moment. I'm just itchy. I have my I'm just itchy right now.
You need
I need a scratch. I need to take off my pants and scratch. I'm not itchy there. Like, that sounded wrong. Well, I mean, itchy underneath my
pants. Sure. No, I understood what you meant. And you're not the first person in this studio to take their pants off, so do what you need to do.
No, I'm not. Okay. But something that does bring us both joy, I think we can agree on this, is petty.
Yes.
I respect the petty.
Me too.
I haven't been bringing the petty, but I do really respect it. I guess really kind of the only ongoing petty that I have in my life right now, I haven't been cleaning the house. And I don't know if that's petty, if that's busy, if that's laziness. But, you know, sometimes the husband and I will, he says that it doesn't matter if the house is clean because he doesn't want to clean it. So I'm like, oh, really? So let's see how long we can have this going on for. But we're going to have a sleepover soon. I'm going to have company coming in soon. Also, it's his birthday. Maybe I should just clean the damn house for his birthday.
As his gift.
I don't know. I got an itch. I hope nobody's looking. Okay. But I read this really awesome petty. One's hilarious. One, I think, may be going too far. The hilarious one. This guy in Indonesia was waiting in line at a fried chicken restaurant, and he heard the woman behind him call him fat.
Oh.
So to get revenge, he bought all of the chicken that they had ready.
Oh my.
It only
gosh.
Cost him $17. He walked out with 18 pieces of chicken. And as he's walking out, he heard the manager tell the fat lady, "Well, we're going to have to cook up some more chicken and it's going to be 30 minutes."
That is fantastic. I love this. Also, I don't know, because I've thought, I mean, if someone's behind me or I haven't like made eye contact, I've thought someone said something about me before, but I'm absolutely wrong. And I'm just thinking that they're talking about me. And I'm not even part of the conversation. I'm just butting in, assuming. And you know when you assume. Anyways. So, I mean, I love it, but I don't know if that lady was actually talking about him.
Now, this one, I think, is genius. And I think the timing just worked out to be fantastic. But I don't know if it's too far. Well, there was a wedding, and one of the bridesmaids at the wedding waited until the start of the reception. Have you seen this one?
I might have. I'm still listening to see if I know this one.
Okay. That smirk on your face, I'm thinking you know this one. So one of the bridesmaids waited until the reception, beginning of the reception, to announce her own engagement.
Awful.
Yes.
Awful.
Which is, you don't do that.
Never.
I was a little bit paranoid because I got engaged right before the last wedding I was in. And I asked my friend, I'm the maid of honor, I was like, do I not need to wear my ring? And she's like, girl, I don't care. But I mean, we had been engaged for like a couple weeks, but I didn't want it to be a me and Jeremy thing.
Right.
Because I'd been waiting for forever, so it was a big deal whenever I finally got engaged, you know? But it wasn't my moment, but I never once turned it into my moment, and my girlfriend was like, no, wear your ring, you're
not
fine.
Not the bridezilla.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, girl announced her engagement. The bride was really shocked. She started getting, the bridesmaid ended up getting a lot of attention, and
awful.
Bride just kind of sat there, tears in her eyes.
Aww.
Well, turn around. This same chick gets married, this bridesmaid, and of course she has her friend in the wedding. Well, the friend, to get her back, this other bride, former bride, she went and she changed out the flower girl's petals. It was supposed to be one color. She changed them out to be blue. Waited until last minute so nobody knew, nobody could change it.
Oh.
Girls go down and throw out blue petals, and it didn't match any of the decor or anything that she had planned.
Oh, gosh.
And then the former bride goes up, and she gives her speech, and she has a slideshow. And then during the slideshow, the very last one was a picture of her sonogram, and she said, I'm pregnant. It's a boy. That's why we changed out the flowers.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I had heard the tidbit news. I did not know all the details. Ooh, that's just awful. I mean, maybe not on purpose. I mean, sure, the announcement was on purpose, but maybe not pregnant at that time on purpose. I don't know.
That's why I think it's kind of genius, because I think This would have never happened had the first chick not have done it. You don't take somebody else's wedding and use that as your moment to make some announcement, because this is not about you. This is the one day that you can be a crazy bridezilla. And now you and I weren't, but I've dealt with plenty, though. Oh, my gosh. I know I've told you, but one of my girlfriends, I was the maid of honor in her wedding. She flipped out. Like, she made it such a big to-do that it didn't have to be, to where I'm there visiting with my high school friends. And of course, I'm the maid of honor, so I've got to do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
But can you quit being dramatic for a minute? I'm trying to hang out with my friends that I hadn't seen in forever. And then the next day, she has me giving her a massage while she's getting her hair and makeup done. And we get the pictures back, and she's like, "You're not smiling in any of these pictures." I'm giving you a damn massage. I mean, come on. Gosh.
Yeah, that's a nightmare.
Yeah. She was at my wedding. I didn't make her do all that stuff. I was chill. It was my mom who wasn't chill.
Okay, I know there wasn't a whole lot of people that went to your wedding. Maybe 20 people tops, so I could figure out who this bridezilla is if I really wanted to.
Yeah.
You narrowed it down a lot.
Well, I'm just saying, that people can be crazy. But you don't take that as your moment, though, to do that.
No, no.
But all the powers and the planet and the fate lined up, whatever it is. Uranus was not in retrograde. I mean, whatever. And she happened to be pregnant for this wedding.
Wow.
I kind of respect it.
Oh, it's just...
I wouldn't do it.
You look so bad, though, after that. Even if it is on purpose and you are doing it to be mean, you look awful.
It's a Trumper, though. But I mean, sometimes I'm willing to go there, though. Sometimes that joke might be a little too far and it might not be appropriate at this time and place, but I'm still going to throw it out there because sometimes it's worth it. And I think that's the time that it would be worth it.
Maybe.
But that's just how I feel about it.
Yeah, that and you're not planning on having any kids, Lacey.
Well, and my friends are done getting married. You going around for round two. I don't know if I'm going to be there massaging your neck this time. I'm sorry. I'm done. I've got a couple of friends that aren't married, but for the most part, we have one wedding this year, and we're pretty much done. I mean, Maria, you still got time. Don't worry about that. You still got time. I will be there for you whenever your time comes. And in the meantime, I'm done.
I don't know if I have anyone.
Sister.
I don't think so. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Millie.
Just kidding. Forgot about that one.
So, last thing, which is not even important, and I don't know if you noticed this or not. Did you notice that I came out of Facebook retirement?
Well, I saw you post something, which I guess I didn't look to see when the last time you posted, but I saw you do something for Father's Day.
Yeah.
It's so great.
Yeah. But I did it because my mom asked me to.
Oh,
that's
really?
What I was going to say.
Oh.
Yeah. It's
You're
just
so
I
nice.
I don't use Facebook. I mean, I'm on there. I'm creeping.
Yeah,
I'm just
sure.
not posting.
Yeah.
But my parents are very big Facebook users. And I mean, they're exclusively Facebook. And so we had a very nice Father's Day. How was your Father's Day?
It was great. It was a very busy, busy weekend. But we got it all in and it was wonderful.
Got all the dads in. Everybody got celebrated.
Yeah.
Well, I just have the one. And he was celebrated. We had a lot of fun. We went to church and went out to a restaurant. And normally, as kids, we'll give him gifts all together, but Heaven had already given her gifts, and then my brother showed up for lunch, and he gave him a gift, so I'm like, oh, yeah, so I go outside, and I get him the man crate with all the bacon and stuff inside, and I didn't realize how hard this thing was to open, so my dad sat there and struggled in the middle. I mean, I say that loosely. He got it open, but still, it took a lot longer. Like, I wish I would have taken a video, but the video would have been forever. Because ends up the man crate is a little man-proof. But my dad did get deep inside of it finally and popped it open. And then people kept coming by the table. What was in there? What was in there? Because everybody saw him open it.
To do.
Yeah.
That's funny.
He also loved his Scentbird colognes that I gave him.
Good.
Yeah. So hopefully that'll get him started on something new as well. But anyway, I didn't post out of love.
So, okay, this kind of reminds me of, did you see my friend request? Like that kind of thing. Like, you need, did you not like my picture or whatever? I was like, that's not how social media works.
Which, I mean, I think in my mom's defense, I don't think that my mom thought that I needed to love him on social media because I had already loved him all day long. So it wasn't like a public thing. I think it was really because I had the photos and not them.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
But my mom was like, hey, either post or send them to me. And so I said, which ones do you want? And while I was sending them to her, she was like, why don't you post? So I'll do it for my mom. My kindergarten teacher, though, not so much. My kindergarten teacher is friends with me on Facebook. She's so sweet. It was her first year teaching whenever I started with my mullet in kindergarten. And she did this dinosaur play that all of us kindergarten kids were in. And of course, Bonnie's mom, Vicky, sewed me up a costume. So I was a hot pink pterodactyl.
Oh my gosh, that's so you.
Yeah. And she made several other costumes. Well, my teacher would always talk about this play and how much she loved this class. And I was like, you know, I've got some pictures somewhere, but I've never found them. Well, whenever I was digging through my hope chest for Mother's Day, I found the pictures. And I mean, they're digital. I guess it was digital back then. I don't know what kind of camera it was, but they're all blurry. They look like crap. Well, I took a picture of a picture and sent it to my kindergarten teacher and was like, hey, look at these I found. They're all blurry, but it's all that I have. Here you go. She messaged me back. Great. Will you post them? And I meant to say something back to her, like, no, I'm giving them to you. And then I completely forgot. Well, then she ended up posting them over the weekend.
Okay, so you went radio silent.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
No response,
unintentionally. Uh-huh. I didn't mean to ignore her because I really, really respect her.
Uh-huh.
She hunted me down on Facebook and asked me if I was the Lacey G from Beaumont who went to her elementary school class. So, yeah, I didn't mean to. But then I saw her post them this weekend and she tagged me in these ugly little blurry photos. And I don't care. I'm just not a big poster.
Oh my gosh, I have to see these pictures.
But I will post for love. we'll post some on the socials. I don't know.
You don't want to feel obligated. You know, let's just leave
it open.
They're
fine. They're just not great photos.
Yeah.
They're totally fine. What I will not be posting, though, Lupe, I want to say that's your name. I apologize if that's not your name. Somebody was catching up on some previous episodes and said, posted on our Facebook page and want to know, where's the video? And I'm like, what video? Because I forget what we say. What are you talking about? She wanted to see the promo video.
Oh.
That we were griping about. I know. And I haven't responded yet because that's a no. I'm down. I'm down for fun stuff. We will intertwine our toes and shove fists in our mouth for a good video. I'm down for that. I'm down for a laugh.
I think we can make this video that's already awful, not on purpose awful. I think we can make it even worse, as in humorous. And I'm not a video editor, but I've thought about doing it, making it so horribly bad that it's funny.
Okay.
I'm not promising.
I still haven't watched it.
I'm not promising.
I still haven't watched it.
But I have thoughts.
Your reaction to our promo video made me completely rage out. Embarrassing manner. I really need to talk to BetterHelp now because I do not have my rage under control at all. But it's fine.
It's okay. It's
I'm going to work through it. I'm going to talk it out and I'm going to work through it. One last thing. I do want to tell, and I'm sorry, I'm probably butchering your name. I see everything on Instagram and I see the Instagram handle. So then I think that's who the person is.
Right.
But Lippy Hippie, Nicole Harmon, I'm going to say your last name, Deschanel, because I like that, but I'm not positive. But Nicole Harmon Deschanel, I hope you had a great trip to New York. She wrote in and was asking some tips on how to go visit fire stations in New York. So hopefully she was able to do that and have a really great time in New York. But please, everybody, hit us up on the socials. We've had fun talking to everybody, looking at all the messages. Love, all the love and appreciation and support that we get from there. Also, feel free to feed us ideas. if you have your own puns.
I'll take it.
If there's something you want to hear. I mean, I don't know if you heard an episode or two ago, we now grant wishes. We're pretty much all kind of services right here.
That's us.
Don't expect much, but we have various services at times. But please hit us up on our socials. We would love to hear from you at Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, at Loose Lips Hips. Check out what Amy cooks sometimes at Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles.
And be sure to subscribe to iTunes, Google Podcasts. We're on Spotify. Give us a review, a rating. We would really appreciate it.
That would be super fantastic. And hope you all had a very happy and wonderful Father's Day with all the important men in your life. In the meantime, keep your hips loose
and lips hip.
Thanks for listening. we so punny?
Now, all I can say is they should thank their lucky stars it wasn't Depardieu. That made me giggle every time I read it. He hasn't commented on this incident. Depardieu. I know you got it, but... Sorry. Sorry, this actually never happened to me. You always see this sort of thing on YouTube and you don't think it actually happened to me. All right. Sorry.